Hey guys, if you want early access to all our Eclectic Mix feed, follow us on Instagram at Eclectic Mix Podcast. G'day guys, and welcome back to the Eclectic Mix Podcast for our second revamped of the season. Today we have a special guest, Daniel Grandstand, on the podcast, and of course, my main man, Caleb Loram.
Capman,
take it away.
Okay, so our first story comes from The Mirror, and it is about a woman who has divided the internet after going rogue for putting an item in her English breakfast. She has decided to put peas in her English breakfast. What do you think?
That's horrible. We'll let Dan start with this one.
Hey, Daniel,
see
you
what he thinks of it.
Podcast virgin.
Hey, how are you feeling?
I am disgusted by this.
What are you disgusted?
So the English breakfast. The English breakfast is normally what, like eggs, baked beans, sausages, hash browns, toast.
Yeah.
So it specifies in here that there's mushrooms generally, and if you're really feeling a bit frisky, you've got the black pudding. You know, maybe.
Wow, I've never even had a black pudding.
Can I be honest with you? Not sure if I've ever had an English breakfast.
And I understand that, Carby. You're not very experienced in the food realm.
Wow. Okay. Wow. What's that supposed to mean?
We have Woolworth brand butter chicken 7 nights a week.
Okay. We don't need to be giving up my appetite to the internet.
Anyways, moving on. Peas in the breakfast. What are your thoughts?
Well, like peas and breakfast. Like peas, I'm a fan of peas. I'm a peapolist sort of thing. But
definitely not a word.
Definitely not a word. But anyway, like I'm all for peas. I had peas not even 20 minutes ago. But like, I don't know. Just
frozen. Frozen peas.
Yeah, definitely frozen peas. But like in the morning, maybe, I don't know. Generally, don't you want hot food in the morning? Not peas. It's generally pretty cold.
You can have what you want. Definitely nutritious.
Maybe adding a bit of diversity to the...
Yeah, exactly.
It is a massive breakfast though. Like two eggs.
Oh, yeah.
A good two handfuls of baked beans, if that's a thing. Two handfuls of baked beans. I don't think that's how you'd measure out your baked beans. Mm. But multiple sausages. I think, are they pancakes?
What do you mean pancakes? No, those are eggs.
No, you fool. Underneath the peas.
Oh, that's
the right side breakfast.
That's hash browns, I think.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, it is a big right. Breakfast, isn't it? The English breakfast. Do you reckon it originated in England? Just like the Spanish flu?
I assume so, though.
Or do you reckon it was fun fact about the Spanish flu, it actually didn't come from Spain. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
No, so
where it's come from, Kev?
So they reckon it came from either Canada, America, or China, one of the three. But
China.
Spain were the first to report the big numbers. So that's why they got the nickname. So it makes me wonder. Right. Makes me wonder, did the English breakfast the first to like widely sell this, or were they, or
where
they
did it come from?
They just steal it. Maybe they stole it. Maybe it originated from like Poland. Maybe it all be
Poland breakfast.
The Polish breakfast.
The big Polish breakfast. Which made that a thing.
Right. Moving on to our next story.
Yeah, moving on.
So Cadbury has confirmed whether their chocolate bars should be kept in the cupboard or fridge. Personally,
like the great tomato sauce, the sauce debate, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the sauce debate. Before I reveal what they have said, what do you guys do?
I put my chocolate, not that I eat much of it, definitely the fridge, yeah. I'm the same as Dan.
Oh, I'm a fridge man as well. I'm a fridge guy as well. But
all around fridge guys.
They have said that it is supposed to go in the cupboard. What do you guys think?
Oh, melted chocolate, lukewarm chocolate.
I'm but not melted. I'm not sure if it's melted like chocolate. It's like, if you leave it, as long as it doesn't get too, too hot, I'm sure, you know, it might be like, Listerine.
Well, when you think about it, you buy the chocolate from the supermarket, it's in the aisle. It's not in the fridge.
It's in the aisle, but you know how like now some places, like, you know how they have like the chocolate in with the fridge with all the drinks?
Yes. That's for a quick snack though.
It is for a quick snack, but it's also the same price normally as the normal, the room temperature ones.
Well, it does say temperature's less than 21 degrees.
Pardon?
In the article.
Yeah.
It just mentioned temperature's less than 21 degrees.
Well, maybe in like northern hemisphere. I don't know. Maybe it's fine.
Yeah, I suppose it really depends what temperature you kind of live in.
Well, do you put your sauce? I know this is a bit off topic, but do you put your sauce in the cupboard or the fridge?
Fridge.
Fridge.
Cab. I'm also a fridge man.
Maybe we're just weird people.
Maybe
just congregated.
Like, we're very similar.
Well, like do you know, fun fact about Cadbury?
Oh, in the article here it says you go.
Do you know they've copyrighted their purple? They got Cadbury purple.
Yes,
so you're not allowed to use that shade of purple.
For a very specific shade.
What?
Yeah, it's like...
Funny that, Cab. Your Zoom icon is a C, and the purple in the background of that C is very similar to the Cadbury.
Ooh, Cadbury purple. Ooh. But could you imagine, like, doing an assignment or something, you go into gradient, you try to find nice purple, and you click, and you go, that happens to be Cadbury purple. You get copyrighted for it.
Jeez. It even says here in the article, hold on, let me find it quickly. It says, for instance, tomato ketchup, once opened, is supposed to be stored in the fridge, but many people like to keep it in the cupboard. A similar debate often arises with chocolate. For some, cold chocolate from the fridge is the only way to eat it. Others would find that disgusting.
Well,
do you reckon they should I think they should invest in like liquid chocolate.
Liquid chocolate.
Liquid chocolate.
I would never. It's just like having a chocolate milkshake, wouldn't it?
Probably, I don't know. Maybe they go the other way.
Personally, Dan knows this. I hate chocolate, everything else. Like, I can't eat chocolate ice cream. Don't like chocolate milkshakes, but I don't mind chocolate.
That's like me and milk. I have anything that's got milk in it except milk. last time I had milk.
Everything tomato.
Tomato?
Yeah, I can say that.
Tomato, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bit of dead horse, you know?
Yeah.
Well, do you know where you'd store your alligator if you had to have one?
Not in the fridge.
Not in the fridge, but you sure hope they don't rock up at your front door like this next story. So a doorbell camera.
That was a horrible segue.
That was really bad. That was really bad, but I had to get it. We were on chocolate for a while. So a doorbell camera records an alligator climbing on a bench to reach a turtle plaque. So the man, he woke up early, and this is in Florida, I believe, and 5:30 in the morning, he saw, so the camera footage was 5:30 in the morning, alligator climbed and attempted to, what I can only assume is eat the turtle plaque because he thought it was a normal turtle, or because the alligator thought it was a turtle. Which makes me think, what would you do if you saw an alligator at your front door?
I wouldn't freak out because I know it's not going to be able to open the door, especially if it's one of those twist doorknobs. I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
You never know. It is Florida.
Yeah, those... Like, we were talking about this before, Cab. What was that story you were saying about the other alligator story?
Yeah, there was, when we were doing our research last year on one of the pods, we did this. I found a story, and a man was driving through McDonald's Macca's, and he got an alligator and threw it at the worker, which It was one of the strangest things. Florida just seems like a very interesting place.
It is. It is.
Look, I swear every article I read from Florida is about alligators. or the ring from last
large.
Last
how big are alligators? How big do they get? Because this one's listed as a large alligator.
I know they're smaller than. Are they smaller than crocodiles?
Crocodiles.
I think so.
They are.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
yeah, but alligators. I think they're a bit. I think they're a bit smaller than human size, like 1.5 maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
American alligator 3 meters to 4.6 meters. Chinese alligator, 1.5 meters.
Oh, Chinese alligator. You're right. That's what I was totally thinking, the Chinese alligator. Were they really that big?
Classic cab. Yeah, I want to know how big a freaking crocodile is then.
I reckon alligator is probably like crocodile, 3 meters of that is their tail.
I'll just look it up then. Saltwater, 4.3 to 5.2 meters.
Jeez.
Not really. Those are big ass things. But like, is there any worse? What's the worst thing that can rock up at your front door? Like animal?
A bear.
A bear?
A bear.
Have you seen those? Or a monkey that's able to open the door?
Mm, a monkey.
Depends how hostile the monkey is.
Hostile monkey. Funny you say that, Brooke. Because
that's a good enough segue for you, Cam.
Because our next story is about a monkey who attacks a lab worker and steals COVID-19 blood test samples. Which
wow, you did that well, Cab. I know what you did there. That was nice. That was real nice.
Yeah, that was nice. I got to give it to you.
That's all right, because someone didn't... I felt like I was Shaq and I got alley-ooped. Like someone threw me a Segway and I slam dunked it.
I am Kobe.
But a lab technician was carrying 3 blood test samples for COVID-19 testing at a college when he was attacked by a troop of monkeys that quickly fled with the samples. Is that plural monkeys? A troop? Must be.
No idea.
Probably so.
And medical experts have raised fears that the monkey could cause the virus to spread more quickly if determined that the patients who were being tested were infected for COVID-19. So they didn't actually find out because the monkey stole them.
You think they'd just go back and retest them?
Probably, yes. But anyway, monkeys are weird things, aren't they? They're like...
They're smart,
yeah, but they're kind of like...
They're just less evolved us.
Yeah, no. Like, but could you imagine, like, working hard, you're doing your job, and then this little animal comes in. A squadron.
Do you reckon they're up in their trees, like, pointing, like, we're going to get this guy. We're going to steal their blood samples.
It doesn't specify how they were, like, were they in like a cage or like?
One of the monkeys later was caught on video chewing on one of the stolen samples while sitting in a tree. Officials at the medical college said new blood samples were taken from the patient so testing could be completed. So there, that answers that question before. Medical experts have raised fears that the monkeys. Oh, you said that on there. You said that at the start. I take that back.
It's all good. It's all good. It's not like you to be copying me.
Yeah. Weird situation. Do you reckon they come from the front, side, or back?
So the way I'm imagining this is like there's an enclosure that's got the monkeys in it. Because if they've got a tree, like you can't have a tree in like a cage, can you?
I don't think it was an enclosure. I think they were just native monkeys. It's like a magpie coming up and stealing your COVID-19 samples.
Oh, because my first thought that they were trialing it on monkeys.
Oh my god!
Which is, I don't know. That's like the first place where Rome went. Sorry, that was really.
Why would they trial the blood tests? Anyways, yeah, weird.
Then it would be weird to have it. Would be weird to have it in the same center, though, like where you're trialing and you're researching. That's multitasking.
Do you reckon the guy just like gave it up without struggle? He was like, oh my God, Or do you reckon he like sort of tried to palm off the monkey and the monkey overpowered him?
I imagine the first reaction would have been he's putting it in, he's doing the samples, and then he feels this sharp thing grab him, looks around, sees a monkey, thinks, shit, okay, there's a monkey there. And then he just kind of, I imagine it to be like a standoff, like a tug of war.
We'll incorporate Dan here. Dan, if you were mauled by a troop of monkeys for your COVID-19 samples, how would you go about fighting them off, A, fighting them off, or B, giving it up to them?
Oh, look, if they want them, they can take them. No, I'm kidding. It's not, if I was a man having these samples, then I'd definitely have to put up a little bit of a fight with the monkeys. They're like, you know, they can be dangerous monkeys.
Very dangerous. Speaking about dangerous things, a litre of lemon juice, Caleb.
So, first of all, so a man drinks a litre of lemon juice in under 17 seconds of the world record. I want you, this is incredible. Do you know who this man is?
I don't.
It's David Rush. It's the man from last week who broke the juggling record. It's the same man.
It's not.
It is. It is actually the same person.
That is impressive. This man is.
Were you keeping that under wraps?
I was keeping that under wraps. The article says the exact same thing. It says it's this man who promotes STEM education. So you drink 100%, a whole liter of 100% lemon juice in 16.53 seconds.
He's drinking it like a sippy, he's drinking it out of a sippy straw thing.
Mm-hmm. Straw.
So he's not like, he hasn't sculled it. He's sipping on it.
Slurped it.
Not like sipping. He's obviously, he slurped it.
So have you guys like lemon juice? You know when you see those videos of babies biting into lemons and they taste it? Their face like contracts as if they've.
Yeah, imagine what his face would be like.
Listen to this. It says, Rush said he kept throwing up from the juice until the next day. So he had stomach discomfort for over a day.
Oh, that would have been. As we said in last week's
100% lemon juice.
There are some weird bloody, Guinness World Records.
Well, there are.
Yeah. But and we're going to follow up with last week's pod. We're going to put up a little Instagram story of what records you guys want us to break.
Well, Dan, I think we can use Dan as the pigeon.
Yeah, definitely. We haven't even this David Rush guy didn't even, he didn't smash it like the last record. Like the last record he beat it, he was like, I'm going to beat it again. He only beat it by 6 milliseconds.
6 milliseconds.
Yeah,
which is.
Incredibly high.
Yeah, about half a second. Six milliseconds. All right. But do you think you could even drink a liter of water in 17 seconds?
No.
No. You were saying this before, Cab. You originally thought you would have been able to, but.
But then I thought about it and I thought, like, you know, like your weird thing, like your stomach starts to cramp and I don't know, it just gets to an uncomfortable state. You almost would have had to like run a marathon.
You can. Well, it's 100% lemon juice, so it's not like it's it was like watered down or anything.
Any drink other than water? Do you think you could drink in under 17 seconds?
Well, I find that.
Dan has a few ideas.
I was going to actually mention cordial. I feel like cordial is like really easy.
What flavor of cordial is your speciality?
A bit of cooler, you know, the lime one.
Oh, the green one?
A bit of that. And I just feel like it's so much easier to scull a cup of cordial than it is with a cold glass of water.
How's this? All right, here's a debate topic for cordial. Do you guys mix like, do you pre-mix your cordial so you can have cordial straight away, or do you put in a bit of cordial then water as you drink it?
I'm a pre-mixer. Back when I used to drink cordial, so this was about 5 years ago, I was a pre-mixer.
You'd have the bottle pre-mixed.
Yeah, so we used to have two jugs and put up a third of the of the bottle in a jug and then fill it up with water.
No, we just had the cordial bottle and you just pour a little bit in the cup and then fill it with water.
And you strike me as a straight cordial man.
You'd be real strong. Strong. Real strong.
Support your claim.
Like, you know how there's got how many sugars do you want in your coffee? It's like what percent of your cordials, proper cordial?
What percentage cordial?
Yeah.
Water,
what's percent of your drink would be cordial, Daniel?
50-50.
Are you serious?
God. 50-50. You have a 250 mil glass and you have half of it cordial.
Okay.
Isn't a bottle of cordial, like the bottle of the full bottle of cordial, it's a liter, isn't it?
I don't know, it might be. This might need to be experimented on.
the perfect cordial ratio, the golden ratio of cordial mixing.
What were you? I reckon I was like 10-90, or like I reckon I was that low.
I reckon I'd be like 5.95.
Oh, really? You reckon? Yeah.
I would be like, I'm the same as Cab, or maybe.
You just said you were 50-50. Don't lie. You can't contradict what you said earlier.
Do you know what? Dan would be the sort of guy, his family would pre-mix to their set cordial, and Dan would add extra cordial to his cup.
Just sneaks it, wakes up at 1 o'clock in the morning. He's at 1 o'clock in the morning. Pours a little bit down the sink and pours a bit more of the cordial in.
Oh, God. Anyways, we'll finish up the podcast with asking Dan a few questions. He is the guest. We've got to ask him how he is. Most of our listeners know that we're still at school, so we've just gone back after the COVID lockdown. Dan, how did you find the first week back?
I much prefer being at school than online. I just got distracted so easily online.
Do you find the social aspect a big factor of wanting to go back to school?
Yes. I can agree with that a lot. It's a lot better to see everybody and stuff like that. Instead of being cooked up at home, away from everybody, it's good just to, get out.
It's good. And would you love to listen to this podcast during the lockdown? Would you rather listen to the podcast or have social interaction at school?
That's a tough one. I feel like there's social interaction while listening to this podcast because it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you don't have to suck up to us. We know your answer, okay? It's okay.
No, it's going back to school.
We'll slip you the $15 later.
Yeah. And I heard you've got a Spotify playlist you'd like to plug.
Oh, yes, of course. Follow Daily Songs Feed Cab on Spotify for your fix of daily songs.
So we'll have... Oh, that was nice.
That's me, by the way, if anyone was wondering who the other person was.
Yeah, Cab's got multiple fingers in the dip.
I'm double dipping, baby. I'm coming in for seconds.
So we'll have the playlist linked. We'll have our playlist linked on our website and our Instagram. It's been good having a guest on the pod. We're revamped. We're trying new things. If you guys have any ideas, just let us know via whatever platform you're on. It's been good, guys. Cab, do you have anything to say?
I'd just like to thank Dan for coming on, and everyone, hopefully this made your day a little bit better. And hope you enjoyed the podcast and tune in next week.
And remember to stay cool, but don't freeze, and be yourself because everyone else is taken.